Hey guys, I hope you guys are doing great. It's your friend Akash Day here. I know we're going through some tough times, times of uncertainty, times of struggle where we can't lead our lives, our jobs, and our businesses like we used to. We can't go out on hunting for prospects that can give us their money in exchange for our valuable products and our services. Going on the battlefield and waging war to shape our fates and our destinies on our own is forbidden right now, right? But I'm gonna be honest with you and tell you that this is nothing, absolutely nothing, in front of what's about to come when work resumes again. Because when work resumes again, it is going to be extremely difficult for the weaklings to find success and prosperity. Like Charles Darwin said, survival of the fittest, that's what's about to happen next. And only the ones who would be willing to do anything and everything, like literally whatever it takes, are the ones who would stand any chance of getting their shares. And that's why we must utilize this time while we are on house arrest to sharpen our weapons, our skills, and strategies for the war that's about to come. Because these are the times that make us realize as to why we should never, ever, ever settle for an average life, an average income that allows us to just pay our monthly bills and then have just about enough to survive for the month. Because you never know what's gonna happen, what's coming for you. These are the time that makes us realize that we only and only have control over the present, and both these words, past and future, are just made up words to get us to daydream and to get lost in our own thoughts and our own imagination. So that's why I'm doing this little audio session to help you get that motivation that you need to sharpen your sword and prepare for what's about to come for you. The number one thing we need to understand is that we are building a habit of inactivity and while we are sitting in our homes, okay? By not doing what we used to do in our professional life. I'm telling you, when you get the chance to go back to your office and start working again, you would, majority of you, would feel like you're fighting a battle against yourself. The ones who are working from home right now might get into this habit of working from home and start liking it. They might feel as to what's the use of getting up early, then get dressed, and then fight with this old traffic to go to their workstation, which is miles away from where they live, right? Because I believe in this one thing. If we stay as prisoners for a very long time, even that prison becomes comfortable for us. And the outside world from that prison makes us feel uncomfortable, okay? And that's why, rather than complaining about how things are going, we must prepare ourselves for what's about to come. We must become obsessed with finding alternatives that will help us to keep going no matter what. We must commit towards training ourselves and accepting the fact that life is like this. Majority of life is filled in with vicious cycles of struggles, fights, and pain. And our only choice is to either ride the cycle with full acceptance, awareness, and making the right choices, or to get crushed by it through complaints, ignorance, and not taking proper action. And that's why we need to commit towards preparing ourselves to be at our best in the worst possible situation. So I'm gonna just tell you to stay at home right now. As of now, stay at home, stay safe, and commit to training and learning so that you can act and implement when the right time comes. Thank you so much for your time and patience, and I'll see you again in the next session.